This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 43 for Tuesday, September 3rd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Tuesday morning in reaction to news China plans to start an anti-dumping investigation into canola imports from Canada. Canola posting near-limit down losses, the November contract down $42.30 at $572.40 per ton. The Chinese move comes as retaliation to Canada's announcement last week that it would impose tariffs of 100% on imports of Chinese electric vehicles and 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum from the country. China is the largest importer of Canadian canola, accounting for nearly three-quarters of Canada's total exports in the last crop year. Losses in Chicago soy oil futures this morning also weighed on canola as activity resumed after the Labor Day long weekend. However, soybeans are firmer in early trade. The Canadian dollar, it's weaker this morning, and that's also somewhat supportive. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with only soy oil down in early activity. Soybeans up 2 cents in the November contract at 10.02 per bushel. Dryness concerns in parts of the U.S. were somewhat supportive, with a lack of moisture in Brazil also thought to be delaying seeding operations in parts of the country. The USDA announced private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Corn futures underpinned by chart-based buying to start the week, with Friday's move back above $4 in the December contract, supportive from a technical standpoint. That contract up 4 cents this morning at 4.05 per bushel. Dryness concerns were also somewhat supportive for corn. Planting of Brazil's next corn crop was 8% complete, according to reports out of the country. That's 5 points off last year's pace. Wheat futures steady to higher. Minneapolis spring wheat turning a bit lower, though, down a quarter cent in the December contract at $6.25 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat still up on the day, 7 cents higher in December at $5.72 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat up 8 cents in December at $5.59 per bushel. Australia's Abares raised their call on the country's wheat production to 31.8 million tons. That's up by about 2.7 from an earlier estimate. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 3rd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.